hardly even.
That's what you get for being a douche.
What's douchey about eating lemon heads?
I don't know.
They're delicious. You took a lemon head.
I took five. Fuck off.
Holy shit, you ate them all at once?
No, not all at once.
Oh.
I had them in my hand for a while.
I'm not a fucking monster.
Be fucking chewing.
Hmm?
He would still be fucking chewing.
I would think so, yeah. All right, so we're just like starting the show then.
Sure.
Start it proper.
Right, be damned, you're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. Smaller crowd tonight. To my right,
Chris Mullins.
To his right,
there's Yams.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
You see how short and easy that was? We should do this more often. Let's just go home now. We'll hold your beer.
Perfect episode.
Yeah. Perfect episode. Exactly 30 seconds of great content. There's no way we can fuck it up like last week when we're all just bored and sleepy. Well, everybody but me. I was fine. I was fine.
Granted, I was very tired.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been picking up extra shifts at a second job, so.
Kelly yawned the entire time. Chris just giggled like a moron most of the time. It was.
I was present, though.
And some. Well,
kind I was of. Living in the moment.
And somehow that episode's like an hour and a half long. You can skip it if you want. That's fine. I
don't won't know. Hurt our feelings, anyway, that's for sure.
Probably won't hurt our numbers either, so. I was trying to think of a shoot from the hip to start us off with, but everything I think of is really stupid. Like, hey, if you were a candy, what kind of candy would you be? Shoot from the hip, fucker.
Hey, what if you was to actually shoot yourself in the hip? What gun would you choose?
Oh, a 22, definitely.
I'd say a 25.
Mortar round.
Ended. You know what I hate? From the waist down. I'm a waist up kind of man. Whose dick's small now? Don't have one. Ha ha. Now who's the loser?
Really makes my tits stand out.
You have to use them to walk, I think.
Yeah, because that's how it's done.
Titty feet. That's worse than, what was it? Toe thumb. Titty yeah. feet's worse than toe thumb, I think.
Yeah.
Mortar round. Hey, yeah, go big or go home. That's like, but in my mind, it's like, oh, a judge.
Is that the crip walk? No, it's a tit walk.
I don't know what the crip walk is.
West side, bitch.
Okay. Okay. B side.
That's just where you kind of move your arms and your feet and your legs at the same time and you just kind of shuffle away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a crip walk is.
I was going to say west side, B cup. But let's be honest, C's.
Thanks.
Tit walk.
Small C.
Small C?
Small C.
That's good. Yeah. Like, I like to think I'm more of a training brawl than anything.
Yeah, it's just a handful.
Yeah. Man,
Danny's got little pinchers. That's
fucking
it.
Joel used to always say, and I know he only said this because his girlfriend had small tits at the time, more than a handful is just a strain on the thumb. That's what he'd say about boobs.
What the fuck is he doing?
I don't know. Hurting his own hand somehow.
I mean, like, he got them motherfuckers in a death grip and shit, like, I'm going to rip it off. It's going to come off now.
How do
you don't got you don't got to thumb wrestle the nipple, bro. Get the fuck off your dad's boob.
I thought his dad does not have boobs. He's in great shape. But,
yeah.
I was wondering why that one time I walked in on them fooling around. It's like, it's lefty, loosey, righty, tighty, right? And she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then I just heard screams, which is pretty great. That didn't actually happen, Chris. You're giving me a weird look.
I was really concerned there for a second.
No, I would. Oh, God. If I would have walked in on Joel having sex with anything, I'd probably kill myself.
So tax time's right around the corner.
Yeah, I've already filed mine.
It is.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend your money on? Because I found today what I'm spending mine on.
Ooh, I know. Rebuilding my fucking house.
That's good.
Podcast equipment. You can pitch in finally.
I won't have any left. I'm sorry.
After you help James rebuild his house. That's very noble of you.
I found today that the 1995 7 Series BMW that Tupac got murdered in is up for sale.
Like the one he got murdered
the
in?
The one. Still got the same wheels on it. I think they cleaned it up and patched the bullet holes.
Oh, man.
See, now that lowers the value. You want the bullet hole in there.
Yeah. You do kind of want the bullet holes. Yeah. And the corpse.
You can with the corpse, maybe.
It's in the trunk,
but
right?
You definitely want to clean it up, if not.
Well, I mean, he's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
They say?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great ghost to be haunted. Well, I don't know.
I feel like if Tupac was still alive, he would just kill himself now because of the state of rap.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I think if he was still alive, we wouldn't have the state of fucking rap that we have now.
Yeah, because
I think he would have got out there and fucking done something about that shit.
Probably.
God, motherfucker sure in the fuck wouldn't be out there eating fucking Tide either.
Eating
Jesus
Tide?
Christ.
What? The Tide Pod Challenge?
You haven't heard that yet.
No, what are you talking about?
Well, it's you know, our species are made up of, you know, survival of the fittest. Well, we've put in all these places, all these preventions from dumbasses hurting themselves that they found new ways to do it on their own. So okay. Nature's kind of taking its course where it's kind of weeding out the mentally
Irregular.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Mentally irregular.
Yeah.
I like it.
The motherfuckers are voluntarily eating fucking soap and calling it a challenge.
Do you have to actually swallow the Tide packet?
I think they are. I think some people are getting sick from it. So.
Well, yeah. It's fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking it is.
The cinnamon challenge.
I can't wait
enough?
Until they come up with the cup of bleach challenge, and then we won't have any more challenges.
So I say we just bring back planking, but the only way it counts is if you're on a live train track for at least 2 days straight.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, yeah. Snidely whiplash their asses. Yeah. That was the bad guy from Dudley Do-Right.
Yes. Yeah. That was the motherfucker that'd be tying bitches to train track.
Hell yeah. So bring that back.
How much do you think the 7 Series BMW is worth?
Oh, the Tupac murder car?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as my last Mercedes I sold. But
oh, okay.
It's a BMW and it's black instead of silver.
Whoa, let's not bring color into it, buddy.
The Kelly Blue Book. There's another color for you.
Kelly?
Blue Book.
He's blue.
He's Mexican.
Yeah.
Not here.
Blue balls, though. Can't get laid.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it. So the Kelly Blue Book value in the best market and the best shape is $5,000.
Oh, I'm going to say that'll triple it.
Use $15,000?
Yeah, I wouldn't see. I mean, who wants a car that Tupac
was
murdered
in? It's going to go for like $125,000 easy.
They got listed at $1.5 million?
Yep.
They'll take a milli for it, though.
A milli?
A milli.
I mean, like I understand, like though, that is,
yeah.
That is an iconic piece of rap history, period. That's all there is to it. I mean, everything that went behind it with it. The legacy.
You can
everything. The ending of a legacy.
Yeah.
So.
You can sit in the same seat that Suge Knight farted in.
That's the real ghost. It's haunted by Suge Knight's farts. It smells like straight shit and Vanilla Ice's tears. From where he dangled his ass over a balcony. And if you're around Vanilla Ice, wouldn't you?
He's coming back.
He is.
Did
not
you see the new video?
Bad.
He's got a new video.
Who?
Vanilla Ice, yeah, and he's kind of worked on his skill and he's
rapping. Some
no.
He's rapping a lot better in it, but it samples fucking Ice Baby like he's done six other times. Yeah. But
well, it's because that's what people know him for. I did see online the other day. I was cruising through shit, and it's like Vanilla Ice's greatest hits. I'm like, all right, I'll watch this video because I know a couple of his songs. I'm gonna see what's in there. What they think his best greatest hits are.
It was two songs, right?
It was just Ice Baby. The whole video played, and that was it. I'm like, come on. You at least got to get that one from the fucking
Turtle movie.
Yeah, Shell Shocked or
Ninja
whatever
rap.
It is.
Ninja Rap.
There you go.
Go Ninja. Go. Now, it's amazing because I bought MC Hammer's greatest hits. I was like, well, I like his two big songs. I forgot about his Ninja Turtle song. MUTANT Power.
Yeah.
Yeah. His Adam's Family song? They do what they want to do. Say what they want to say. I can't snap, so I can't really do the song. I was like, holy shit, this guy was amazing. Bring him back.
Pass Me By?
Pass Me By was great. Too legit to quit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Dude, so I was out with my family. It's always a great time, right?
No.
Me and my wife.
I've been out with that family. It sucks.
not our parents. I just met my wife and son.
I knew what you meant.
No. You're an asshole. But, me and my wife just were messing around, and for some reason, the song,
you kinky fuck,
I was like, Parker, stay in the van.
Watch this.
No, too far. No,
I'm just saying that's what happened last time I went to Florida. I had a kid. I'm gonna go to Florida again. Hope to God it doesn't happen again.
You're gonna fuck up and adopt one. You went at a carnival game at Disneyland.
But it's mine now.
We won an Ethiopian. This sucks.
No, it's Walt Disney. They're Jewish.
Okay.
He just rounds up all the Jewish babies and wins them at the balloon popping game.
Oh, yeah. He's very anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
But no, for some reason, the song Blue got stuck in my head. Like so, in my head, it's like, I'm blue, da boo dee da boo da. And my wife heard me, she started laughing. And Parker's like, what are you doing? I was like, well, listen up. Here's the story. And then my wife started singing with me.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
No, the song Blue by Eiffel 95, dude.
Oh.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story. That's how it starts. Anyways, we do the whole verse back in the chorus. My son starts bawling his eyes out, saying how he can't take it.
I thought it was like Depeche Mode or whoever wears the helmet.
What?
What?
The people that...
You in high school? Wearing helmets? What the fuck are you talking about? Are you thinking of the Whippet guys?
No! The techno guys that wear the helmets!
Daft Punk?
Yeah.
No.
Did I call him Depeche Mode?
Yes!
What the fuck's a Depeche Mode?
They're like an emo band, man.
Oh.
No good. Don't listen to them. Yeah. Either of them. Don't listen to Daft Punk either. Unless it's that song with Kanye West.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this motherfucker out here talking about Deadmau5.
Hey, Deadmau5 had a good song with Gerard Way in it. So we can't. Man, I do not like electronic music.
Remember Skrillex?
Music. Barely. I don't think Skrillex remembers Skrillex. I think he wakes up to work his shift at McDonald's in the morning. He's like, fuck, was I famous?
Hope not.
Don't deserve to be. What the fuck's a bangarang? God, I'm pretty sure I screamed that when I stubbed my toe at 3 a.m. in the morning trying to find the fucking bathroom. So walked, oh, I got a piss. Bangarang!
I won't hear it. He had one song, I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, really?
That's how he got the job at McDonald's. Yeah. Bangaranged.
He bangaranged him? I don't know what that means.
Kill everybody. That was something I like.
What's that one where the girl yelled, call 911? That was big.
I don't know.
He did a song with Damian Marley. Song, bro. Burned him down. Because he has a Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
I love Damian Marley, though.
I do, too.
He's a good man.
Good dude.
I don't mind some electric music, but most of it's garbage.
For some reason, I'm thinking of the actual term. What's that shit called? Techno. I hate some techno. Which
EDM.
EDM is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they say Skrillex is, what was that, dubstep?
Yeah.
It's fucking techno. It's techno. Don't call it something else. It's just as shitty. There's no words. I don't want to listen to it. Pretty much, if I don't want to listen to it, you just call it techno.
There's words in his music, though.
Whose?
Skrillex. Would you like me to play the song I like?
No.
I mean, it's a guest vocalist.
No, it's him.
He can't sing. I think he's a mute. Is there
Skrillex?
He's not
a fucking mute.
I'm almost positive he's a mute.
Well, if he's a mute, then we need to lose his fingers, too.
Why?
Then he can't hit the buttons.
That would help. I feel like...
Can't wait till the verse.
I've heard it's the same as the first.
Somebody's singing, but I guess you're right. It's not him.
It's just an electronic voice. He's running through the beat.
It's still words, though.
You said singing.
I guess it's not. It's been a long time since I listened to it.
It's almost like the song sucked and I forgot. Damn it.
It's almost like I was too high when I was at Ibiza.
That's the closest thing to a techno song I've liked in a long time. Took a Pill in Ibiza is actually pretty good. But there's an acoustic version that's better. Shut that shit off!
I did. Chill out.
Sitting here trying to talk and he's dropping the beat.
But Mike Posner's
a badass,
though.
Pick that beat back up.
Though.
Get the fuck out of my face. What?
Mike Posner's a badass, though.
No, he has one good song. It's about how he had one song that got big, and now he's sad and alone.
Who's Mike Posner?
Yeah, he sung I Took a Pill in Ibiza.
Yeah. He does.
All he knows is sad
songs.
He's
got like two or three songs for Ritz, and they're both really good. He fucking kills the hooks in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I like him.
I'm trying to think if I have any of his music on my phone.
Some of it's bad enough. You might.
Give me a minute.
Hey,
look,
I'll
right
get
next
back
to
with you.
Fucking Gwen Stefani. It's playing the whole
speaking of...
off.
I love that Yams is a holler back girl. Or he ain't one? I don't remember how the song is. That song's fucking terrible. That's the song he's making fun of and the song we like.
Yeah.
Damn it, Yams.
That part is he actually pays for his music.
I do pay for my music. I have no
that
problem.
That song cost him roughly 75 cents.
She doesn't.
It did. Yeah, you're right. Because it was a 69 cent song, so. No, I just know my kids like it, so I do have music on there that I like, so.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't care.
So you
I'm trying
know,
to think of the most shameful song I ever paid money for on iTunes, actually, now that I think of it. I mean, I've downloaded our own podcast before. That's kind of shameful.
I downloaded a Florida Georgia Line song one time on iTunes, I think.
Yams, I'm sorry for what I said about your taste in music. Yeah.
Well, Chris does like to talk shit that I have the soundtrack to fucking Nightmare Before Christmas, so. But I don't give a fuck. I listen to that shit. I actually was listening to that shit not like 3 days ago, so I don't fucking care.
It's not near Christmas or Halloween, by the way.
I know, but, you know, I still like it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I understand. There's a version of it where they got like rock bands and stuff to
cover
it. It's
on the actual album you can buy.
Oh, okay.
Where I got the Marilyn Manson cover of Halloween.
This is Halloween. Rise Against
I've got,
did Making Christmas, which is actually decent.
I got the, it's got the one with Fall Out Boy doing a song.
I do enjoy Fall Out Boy. Don't enjoy Fall Out Boy.
They do, what's this?
What's oh, what? Okay.
That's the song, motherfucker.
Oh. Who's on third?
Don't let me play it.
Tim McElrath, Rise Against Fame?
Speaking of artists I should be ashamed of, but I love and will forever love.
George Strait?
DMX.
Oh,
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with loving on some DMX, man.
Okay.
He might be my father. I don't know.
Are you inwards before? Done sucked my dick. That's one of his lines.
We should have been in...
Done sucked my dick.
We should have been out of Chili's in Seattle.
What? He beat somebody up there, did he?
No, he gave a drunken sermon.
I believe that.
In a Chili's?
Yeah.
The motherfucker couldn't even afford Applebee's? What?
It's on TMZ.
Okay.
Watch it. He just preached a good word about what God can do for you.
He can get you drunk in a Chili's.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You won't know what God is willing to do for you until you've been in a situation where you need Him to do it for you. That's the only thing that can be your testimony. What God is willing to do for you, what God has done for you.
Man, so.
Is he broke now?
No. I think so.
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he is.
It's good food.
No, it's not.
He's fallen down the ladder a little couple rungs. down the ladder.
That means he's probably getting drunk on MD 2020 in the fucking parking lot of a Chili's, man.
No, unlimited margaritas.
MD, what does it stand for?
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
Morgan David?
Oh. Why is it called Mad Dog then?
Anymore.
Oh, really?
It's Morgan David.
I've never been sad enough to drink it.
Oh, me neither. Unless you're getting orange, you fucked up.
The blue looks good.
It looks good, yeah.
The blue looks good.
It looks pretty blue, but you only get the orange because that's the only one that even tastes like anything that it's labeled after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been sad enough, but on a beer review coming soon, we might. I've had Colt 45 in my hands. I was that close to stepping off the ledge. Chris is like, no, let's have some dignity. I'm like, fuck you, dude, but then he's bigger than me, so he took it out of my hands.
Well, if you get Mad Dog, I'll take orange, get Chris the blue,
and I'll
you go
orange.
With grape.
I don't want grape.
All right.
What the fuck, man? What
get the red.
What's red supposed to be?
I don't know. It tastes like red.
The orange will taste like orange. The blue will taste like blue.
It's like that flavored drink that you get at the gas station, a gallon for a dollar.
Blue drink.
It's not fruit flavored. It's colored.
it's color flavored.
Blue drink ain't bad.
I prefer the red drink or the orange drink.
Green? I like the way green tastes.
Is that supposed to be watermelon or do
lime?
You know?
No, it's like a lime.
Yeah, it's supposed to be lime. It's
supposed to be. Once again, it's green flavored.
Oh, and talking about shit that don't taste like they're supposed to. You know, you guys have seen the new Mountain Dew, the lemon lime Mountain Dew.
Oh, the ice.
Let's talk about that
it's
for
clear.
A second. Here's
sure it's
what it is.
Sprite.
It's fucking Sprite in a Mountain Dew bottle.
Yeah,
nice.
And they say, oh, no, it's not Sprite. Oh, bullshit. Why don't you go open a fucking bottle and taste it and tell me it ain't fucking Sprite. No, that is clearly fucking Sprite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy I work with bought one. He's like, taste this. It's, like, it's fucking Sprite.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah, it's Sprite. You like Sprite? Drink it.
I do
you
like
don't?
Sprite.
Don't drink it.
Speaking of flavors, Flavor Flav. Public Enemy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bass. How can you go death row? What a brother know. Once again, back is the incredible. Rhyme animal.
We got it.
The
you
Public
know
Enemy
it.
Number one. 507.
He was somebody's enemy number one because he got his ass beat in a casino this week.
Man, if I could beat up anybody, it might be Flavor Flav.
Why?
Because of Flavor of Love? Because
his size?
This is somebody
only,
I might actually
only
be able
chance
to take
Danny
fight.
Actually has? Is somebody small?
That's true.
No, because of his love show on VH1, you
but
remember
he was
that
actually
shit?
Like a prodigy. Like, he was super fucking talented.
Was, yeah. No, he was a good hype man. Like,
yeah.
Hell, he kind of invented that shit.
Yeah.
With Public Enemy.
I think he
I
did a lot
Public
of the producing work, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And a bunch of the yelling in the background. And probably most of the drugs.
All right.
Oh, yeah, he definitely did some of the drugs.
The last two things you mentioned are by far the most important things in hip-hop. Background yelling and drugs.
Yeah.
That's all you
used
need.
To be.
What? What?
No, that's better days, man. That was Lil Jon. I'd do anything to get Lil Jon back at this point.
Yeah!
Like how he covers up like he's about to sneeze to Lil
and
Jon.
And then spikes the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Fucking.
If you're doing Lil Jon, you kind of have to.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
And that's half-assing it.
Fucking Tubble pick that shit up.
Yeah!
What will pick it up?
The Tubble.
It's the Hubble.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, not the Tubble.
He it's
said
the Hubble.
Fucking Tubble. What the fuck? It's the Hubble. Yeah. And that's a goddamn... That don't pick up sound, motherfucker. That piece of images.
Don't act like you ain't never had one of those days where fast just on the mind, okay?
That goddamn chubby ass satellite. We gotta go by. All slow and chant. Tumbling along.
We're tumbling along.
It weebles, it wobbles, it sure as fuck won't fall down.
Ever since NASA went down, man, it's just... It's giving up on life, man. Really needs to watch its waistline. Fucking Tubble. Anyways, do we know why he got his SB?
No.
For being Flav Flav out in public. I mean, somebody is just wanting to do it just to get fucking attention, probably.
Was it Chuck D?
I mean, it's like that.
Was it Chuck D?
It was like the time, you know, fucking Cat Williams got beat up by like a 17-year-old. It's because he opened his mouth to the wrong little kid.
Did you watch his new comedy special on Netflix?
I haven't watched any new comedy specials on anybody yet.
Well, he just dropped a new one.
Okay.
Like the beginning of this week. Fucking awesome. He's back.
Is it lit as AF?
I mean, some of his other shit is pretty funny.
ASF, sorry.
And then Chappelle's funny, and apparently he's got a couple new ones out, too, that I haven't seen yet.
All four of them are good?
The last one of his I've seen was the one where he was uncomfortable in his jacket trying to hide his hands. So, that's the only one I could really take. That's the only thing I could take away from that is, like, he don't like that jacket.
But he met O.J. Simpson 3 times, and he described
he's hiding his hands again. He looks like Napoleon. What the fuck is he doing? Take the Napoleon jacket off, bro.
But yeah.
Now, you don't want anybody to see how skinny you are now, right? You got money, why ain't you eating? What the fuck's going on? Stop it. Just take the jacket off. Just stop fucking with the jacket.
He's heckling a comedian that's not here. This is weird.
I couldn't handle it because I couldn't pay attention to what the fuck was going on because he's constantly just in his fucking jacket, tucking his fucking hands and shit. I'm like, just fucking stop moving. Jesus.
I enjoyed him.
That was good.
Yeah.
Not only is he heckling a comedian, which he is not a comedian.
I am not.
He's choosing to heckle the best comedian.
I don't know about
Definitely
that.
Up there. He's up
I
there.
I don't know if he's the best, though.
Current?
Man.
Name a current comedian funnier than Dave Chappelle.
Bob Saget.
Do you want to go by somebody like making money? Because like Kevin Hart is out killing it right now when it comes to that shit.
But Kevin Hart's not funny.
I think there are some people that care to differ with you, bro, considering the amount of money he's worth making.
I didn't realize we were checking bank
accounts. I don't know, man. Kevin Hart, I do like... some of his shit's funny, though. I like his shit.
Some of his older stand-up is really good.
Yeah.
Currently, I have no idea. I'm tired of seeing him because he's in every movie.
That is true. That is, like, the one hang-up with that motherfucker right now. He's like, what is that? There's a movie being filmed. I'm going to go find it.
Let me call The Rock first, though.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. We got something. They got something down on Studio 18 right now, too. We can go get it. It's a Lifetime movie, but fuck it, right?
Somebody in Hollywood must think that's the funniest visual in the world is The Rock standing next to tiny Kevin Hart.
Okay, let's put Arnold Schwarzenegger next to Joe Pesci or fucking what's his name?
Danny DeVito?
Thank you. There you go. The other little Italian, okay?
Yeah.
The other little Italian.
It's like the other white meat, but small Italian men. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's been like done before. The they think
white
it's
meat
funny.
Was a sausage.
I do
a little not-so-spicy Italian sausage.
No, they're making a Twins, too, though.
And
there's
I can't
triplets.
Wait.
Who do you think the third brother's going to be?
Well, are they going to get the original, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy,
so that one's
Danny
really
DeVito.
Old. That one's really old. Is the other one's got to be real. It's going to be in the between. I mean.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
Let me think.
And it should be really awesome.
No.
I mean, I want it to be like James Caan or somebody, but...
I don't know who that is, but that's not right.
Okay.
Isn't it Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because that makes fucking sense.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, one's tall and fit, one's short and fat, let's get a black one.
We'll put him in the middle?
Yep. No, Dan DeVito has to go in the middle, right? Because he's the shortest.
No, stair step.
You think so? Yeah. That's not how I do my triplets, but that's me.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. You're tall, medium... Little in the front,
yeah,
right?
Like a human M,
yeah,
like the letter N, but people
never seen.
You know, because they're like protecting the little brother.
Yeah, wait, isn't Danny DeVito always little? Yeah, he's always the little brother. Wait, I'm agreeing with that.
Yeah,
I came out like defensively. Nope.
Hmm.
I'm trying to. They're making a Rampage movie, which I had no idea about, and I got excited at first because I saw a toy of this giant white gorilla's holy, and I saw. Rage, like I thought it said Rage on the side from a distance. I was like, holy shit, they're making a Primal Rage toy line. Fuck yeah. Because they did back in the day. I had Diablo, the Red T-Rex.
Yeah,
it was fucking
that.
Awesome. And then I got closer, and I didn't read the name yet, but it came with a G.I. Joe size figure. I was like, that is blatantly Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
Because I noticed my Dwayne The Rock Johnsons. I noticed my Johnsons. But it's Rampage, which is also a good game. There's a great game for 64, but man, give me a Primal Rage game instead.
But the Rampage games was just monsters... Destroying... Busting buildings.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's more or less what this movie is.
No, I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I kind of want to watch it.
I haven't seen the trailer. I don't want to watch it. There's no storyline there. Why?
Oh, yeah.
The Rock. That's why, Danny.
So is Battleship. Kevin Hart voicing the fucking monkey then?
That was racist.
It is.
Fuck!
Give him the wolf at least.
There's a wolf? I haven't seen the fucking trailer. I played the game. There's a giant wolf. There's also a Godzilla-like creature. Is that in the movie?
I think so.
You know, I didn't want to say it, but you look good in that Rebel Flag bikini.
Thank you. Got to remember when you bought a Drowning Pool CD that was the cover and there were pentagrams on the boobies?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
I still got the sticker on my gun safe.
What was the... Oh, God. The whitest thing you've ever said.
Thank you.
Yep. What's the name of that fucking magazine that you could order like 30,000 discs from and only pay $10?
Columbia House?
Yep.
Yeah, man. You ripped the fuck out of them. I remember the very...
That was my first scam, I think.
Yeah. Well, you hooked me up with two CDs. The first two CDs. Because he handed me this catalog. I was like... And he's like, just pick like one or two. I was like, hell yeah. And I dug. I probably went through that thing for like 2 days. And I remember the two CDs I got. Mm-hmm. Any guesses?
Spice Girls?
No. Huh? I went and bought that shit at Walmart. I did not hide my shame. I wore it proudly.
I would wear Ginger Spice proudly.
I'm...
I just walk around with her on.
Like a scarf. But I'm actually more shameful of one of them. One of them was the Batman Forever soundtrack with Kiss by Rose.
It's a good soundtrack.
Yeah, and the only good U2 song ever to exist.
Yeah.
Hug me, cuss me, fuck me, kill me, something. Cuss me?
Cuss me.
Hug me, cuss me, fuck me, kill me.
Cuss me. Then fuck me.
And the other one was Jeff fucking Foxworthy.
Really?
Yeah.
You bought a comedy album?
Yep.
It's cool. I owned 3 Adam Sandler comedy albums, so I'm not going to fucking dog you for that one.
Those used to be funny, though.
Though they still are.
Jeff Foxworthy's? I don't know. I heard the Hanukkah song the other day around Christmas. Well, actually, it was around Christmas. It's really not that funny.
I still enjoy it.
The second half is just him naming Jewish people.
That's like the first half, too.
The whole song's just him naming Jewish
people. He's Jewish too. It's okay. So it's okay.
I understand that. If not, it'd be a weird ass song. Like if we did that, it'd be kind of weird.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to, what's that guy? Oh, Stephen Lynch. He's a guitar comic. He's not around anymore because he got really shitty. But I've been listening to some of his old albums. Great song about Hitler.
Don't know.
Oh.
Is there a bad song about Hitler?
I can only think of two songs about Hitler.
And?
Well, one's by Hitler and the All Nazi Band. That's a rough watch.
I've seen the video.
What?
I've seen the video.
Wait a minute, what?
Adolf and the All Nazi Band, or Adolf and the All Hitler Band, Hitler and the All Adolf Band, something like that. It's a band of Nazis, and they sing a song about how great Hitler is.
Yeah. It's a YouTube video. You can watch it.
Okay.
And you
like, how old is it? Well, like, this ain't like actual Hitler, right?
No.
Oh,
that'd be amazing. It's probably 2 or 3 years old by now.
Wow. I would think so, okay. Yeah. I don't know. When we pause for the beer review, you can watch it while I go get the beer out of the fridge. Right. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I bought a New Edition album that way.
New Edition.
Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
The lame version of Boys to Men.
He was Boys to Men. You loved Boys to Men.
Still do.
Yeah, they're back again, I've heard. No, that's fine, though, because Bobby Brown and, what was the name again? New Edition? Soundtrack to Ghostbusters, so.
Yeah.
There you go. True. That's not bad. I was listening to that at work the other day, the Ghostbusters soundtrack.
Always hits the spot.
No, I've never listened to it, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Had no idea. I mean, y'all lost me on that one.
Bobby Brown did, some of the songs for the Ghostbusters.
He beat the shit out of Tina, what is her name?
Whitney Houston?
What are the fucking names?
Yeah, Tina Fey! Beat the shit out of Tina Fey.
Tina Turner.
That's who I was
thinking. Was going for.
It was,
why?
Thank
just
you.
Because she's black? That's not cool.
Sounded right, though.
You beat Tina Fey enough, she looked black and blue.
It wasn't funny.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's better than last week.
Anything was better than last week. That shit was horrible. Okay, so true to form, we did pause it so I could go get the beer for the beer review because it was in the freezer in my kitchen. And Yams decided to look for the video we were talking about.
With Hitler.
Yeah.
The band of fake Hitlers.
He found something else.
Yeah, I did.
What was it?
It was almost amazing. I'm just going to say that in the best way you can about a Hitler video.
He says it in tears, like fucking tears of joy.
But it was... Flowbots handlebars done to clips of Hitler and Hitler doing Hitler stuff.
Hitler doing Hitler stuff. Not bad
Hitler stuff, just hanging out being Hitler, doing Hitler stuff.
Riding a bicycle a couple times.
It was fucking amazing.
Somebody was riding a fucking bicycle and the spokes were swastikas. Where do you even find one of those? And why?
It's one of the most fucked up entertaining things I've ever seen.
How many views did you say it had?
810.
Yeah.
We are that 10.
Oh, God. It was 809.
Yeah, we're one of them. I'm pretty sure I'm on a fucking watch list now.
I would think so. Like, who takes the time to do it?
Oh.
You should have went to their page and see if all their videos were Nazi-inspired, or they just make a bunch of funny videos. I just happen to be one of them.
I've got time.
Okay. On a different note, though.
No? Oh.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Germany, according to their chancellor.
Oh, no.
That woman, I can't remember her name.
Mm.
But she's like, no, you know, the anniversary of the Holocaust coming up, anti-Semitism's on the rise.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, that's not right.
Let's bring it back, right? Oh, that's horrible. What if that video is like the catalyst? For the originally it was like a beer hall push, right?
Yeah.
Flowbots.
God. Did we just start the revolution?
We might have.
No, this is like some random ass black dude and white dude just to make fucked up videos.
Oh.
What's their name?
It's called Big Head TV.
Big Head TV.
Yeah.
We appreciate your work.
Whoa, let's not talk for everybody at the table, all right, buddy? Some of us just are confused by your work. I'm very confused by your work.
But you laughed your ass off.
No.
Yes.
Uh-uh. Not as much as James. James was fucking dying.
Oh, I was too, man. I started coughing and shit. I couldn't breathe.
His eyes were watering.
It was like... Never mind.
Never mind.
I was going to say, they do have a video of them doing, like, the Cinnamon Challenge, a video called Faggot Shit.
Wow.
I don't know what that
is. That's PC, huh? Well, just like the Hitler video. I don't know what I was expecting.
I'm not going to read that one. Here's one called Sword Fight.
Sword Fight? Is that like a penis thing?
I don't know. It's like two dudes sword fighting.
Oh.
Yeah, no, they have a bunch of different shit. I mean, just a bunch of random ass shit.
How many subscribers to the channel?
Hold on, let me get back to this up.
Because I might.
Oh, subscribe 281.
Wow.
We have them beat out, so we're cool.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But we don't have a YouTube channel. I feel like if we did, they'd be beating us.
Maybe.
What would we put on a YouTube channel? All right, here we're going to watch me drink this beer. All right. See you next week. I guess we could just put the
I could do live feeds of just me cussing at my race car.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say your girlfriend's son.
No.
What? Say that again about windmills, you piece of shit.
What? Motherfucker.
You get the cops called on you so quick.
Me and him got in a little spat, and it was like kind of a playful spat. I was like, well, you like me more than your teacher, right? He didn't answer the question.
I feel like he didn't need to, buddy.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, he fucking hates you.
He kind of fucking hates you, man.
I mean, like, honestly, man, like, he had, like, a meltdown around Christmas where, like, I damn near had to tell him I was going to make Chris leave just so he'd chill out and shit.
I heard that Chris got put in timeout, so he would open
he
his
did.
Gifts.
I did. He did. He got put in a corner, in the chair in the corner.
Did he have to face the wall?
No.
Damn it.
Close, though.
Next year.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, beer review?
Beer review.
All right.
Beer review.
Now, I've been eyeballing this stuff for a while now, and this seems right up Yams' alley more than mine and Chris's, really. But we've had this brand before, and no, it's not beer, so get off my ass.
No, but it is a unique ingredient with an unmistakable taste of nostalgia.
And it has ale in the name.
I was going to say citrus brew, because it says citrus brew.
Small Toe Brewery. Let this refreshing citrus brew take you to new heights. Elevate your taste buds with balanced and bright flavors achieved through true craftsmanship. Craftsmanship, not shit.
Yeah,
sorry,
gotcha. But we don't know yet. Most people would have waited for
me
to
know,
actually
you'll
say
enjoy
the
it.
Name.
We do.
Nope, okay. We do. Anyways, it's not your father's Mountain Ale. Yeah. And it has Burt Reynolds on the front, which is pretty cool.
I love Burt Reynolds.
5% alcohol content. Best served chilled or poured over ice.
Well,
over
know,
ice?
Mountain Dew was invented to chase whiskey with, moonshine with.
So. Oh, really?
A small town brewery cool. makes specialty beers that utilize
now,
unique ingredients.
Without a taste,
nostalgia.
This smells like Moon Mist Faygo. It looks like Moon Mist Faygo.
I kind of get a Fresca smell.
Yep.
Oh, no.
If it tastes like Fresca, I'm an alcoholic.
What are we toasting to?
Green.
To Fresca.
No!
God bless Fresca.
What was that YouTube channel?
The multiple uses of handlebars by Flowbots.
There we go. Cheers, fellas.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
It tastes like Moon Mist.
It does.
Kind of.
A little bit flatter, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's a flat Moon Mist.
There is a little bit of a grapefruit pop at the very, very end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like as the bubbles are settling down on your tongue.
Because, you know, grapefruit falls into the citrus family there, Danny.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not like the best thing ever.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not as sweet as their other bullshit.
No, it's not.
Say they made the strawberry rhubarb pie that I love, dude. I'd review that every week if it was an option. And I don't know why it's not an option. I make my own fucking rules.
Because it wasn't right. good,
it's from
Danny.
Small you town like breweries in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
La Crosse.
Dumb sport. Good beer. Well, this isn't a beer, though, right?
No, it's a beer brewed with spices, with natural flavors, and FDNC yellow number 5. So they have the same coloring as Mountain Dew.
And what did we hear when we were kids? Makes your dick shrink.
Yep. What?
Yeah, that was the thing that's not true, but you know.
That was a very awkward conversation I had with our mother, Chris.
What?
I came home from school.
I'm pretty sure that's what killed Serge.
Hey, it's back, baby.
It is. I drink it every once in a while.
I haven't yet. I'm looking forward to it. But no, I came home because I heard it in school, and I was like, oh, I'm thirsty. Mom was like, well, there's Mountain Dew in the fridge. I was like, whoa, I don't know, at school. I heard that makes your downstairs, like, shrink. She looked me dead in the eyes. Your father's been drinking it for years, and he's fine. Which is just like, your dad's dick's cool. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go drink the Mountain Dew and die. Thanks, Mom. Not a big fan of Mountain Dew anymore, believe it or not. I'd prefer Moon Mist.
So, James, you enjoy this, right?
Yeah, I do. I'll drink it.
Okay.
You don't like it?
No, I like it. But would you like to drink it out of a straw?
Got one? I'll try it.
Well, I bring this up.
Because you have straws?
No.
What the fuck?
Well, luckily.
So why are we excited by straws? But it seems like that would make it nicer. No.
It would.
Give us straws now, asshole.
Luckily, we live in Indiana, so straws aren't a problem. California just is trying to pass a law or a bill.
They're doing
the
anti-plastic on straws now? Them sons of bitches, and all of a sudden these hippies are going to be making fucking wooden fucking straws and shit. Goddamn hipsters.
I wrote it down. Right? If this bill passes in California, if a waitress gives you an unsolicited straw, which means if she puts a straw on your table and you did not ask for it, and she is busted, she can be fined anywhere to $25 to $1,000.
And then stoned, right?
And if it's multiple offenses?
Offenses?
Mm-hmm. She could spend...
I can't move to California.
It's jail time. But no more than 6 months.
What the fuck?
That's still a lot. That's it.
You could lose 5 months of your life for handing someone a straw.
If they didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, my first place I wanted to move, if I ever moved out of Indiana, was California. I've changed my mind. I'm going to go with my number two, and I'm going to move to Montana. So
I figured you'd say Colorado. Legalize it?
California's got legalized now.
Yeah, but they have hippies.
You guys did hear that they're going to start selling beer on Sundays in Indiana, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Between 12 and 8.
what? They're still regulating it like that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Why?
12 and 8, because, you know,
does it have to be
fucking
like beer?
Indiana.
Can you not buy, like, liquor?
No, you can buy anything. Mm. You just...
But only
between 12 and 8. And it's on the discretion of the owners of the stores, if they want
to
be open.
So they don't have to open?
No.
But what about, like, a Walmart that sells it anyways? If they're open, they'll sell it?
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
But also... They also passed, so that way they're putting in, legislation is putting together a group to study the medicinal uses of marijuana and possibly legalizing marijuana in Indiana.
That would be a big step for the state, honestly.
We need it.
Yeah.
If anything like Colorado and has the income effect that it did for Colorado, we fucking need it. Oh my God.
Dude, if Indiana can get over our fear of weed and homophobia, we'll be a real state again.
Let's just stick to the weed, Danny.
Yeah, baby one steps. Thing at a time, bro.
You're right. Let's take some baby steps.
You gotta open the mind with marijuana to allow
then we
the homosexuals
sneak that one in
to
the
get
back
married.
Door, you know?
Oh. Good way to put that, James.
Yeah.
I was, no pun intended, but I mean, it's kind of funny.
But that's ass fucking.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. What's that amusement park we went to together?
King's Island?
Yeah.
Remember they had cardboard straws and that shit sucked.
Yeah.
They get soggy.
What?
Yeah.
Where was that at?
King's Island.
Where did we do that?
When we were there.
I don't remember having a cardboard
somewhere,
straw.
Sometime before or after the log ride. I don't know, man.
I don't remember cardboard straws, bro.
Yeah. Remember that bomb-ass burrito place?
Yeah. Frank's Burritos.
Oh, good. You remember the name, but you don't remember the straws.
Dude, because I make it a point to stop there every time I'm fucking there.
I've been there twice, had a burrito both times.
Exactly, fucking because amazing. The motherfuckers are awesome.
It's like Chipotle. If Chipotle didn't suck balls.
Exactly. I like Chipotle.
That's because you suck balls.
You don't get the burritos, though. You get the bowls. You get the bowl. And then you buy one of their, like, $5 bags of shitty tortilla chips and eat with it.
You just eat anything with tortilla chips, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure
fucking
I've seen
rubber
you eat spaghetti
scrapes.
With fucking tortilla chips. It's not right, man.
I've tried.
You go down to the fucking playground, pick up some of those rubber pellets, throw them in there. No, it's black beans. Okay.
I hate Chipotle so much. Only had it once. That was enough.
You're doing it right.
It's so dry and just, God.
It's only dry because you don't put enough shit in it.
Everything they had was dry. I don't eat guac.
The corn salsa? You haven't put the corn salsa in it. You haven't had the sour cream.
Don't tell me how to Chipotle, you son of a bitch. All right?
You arrogant bastard.
Yeah. Thinking you can Chipotle better than me.
I can.
Probably.
I don't really want to. You guys are a fan of Moe's.
I like Moe's, yeah.
I have the same issue there where I just don't care for the food.
I like their nachos.
Their burritos suck.
Their nachos are awesome.
I think they try to put bacon on things. And I'm like, look, I know bacon's cool. It's hip. It's popular. Stop trying to put it in fucking Mexican food. It doesn't belong
there. I fucking
hate
bacon in Mexican food.
It's fucking retarded, right?
It pisses me off every time.
And it's like, that's gross.
No,
and your bacon is extra gross, so stop it.
That's because it's just bacon bits.
It's just gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree with that, but no, if you get their just like classic nachos with black beans or pinto beans and shit on, it's really good. I like it anyways. And they have one of those fun freestyle Coke machines.
The pop album sucks.
You suck.
It's powdered. That's why.
It's nasty.
I will fight you.
Those freestyle Coke machines are bullshit, Danny.
You're bullshit, Chris.
Wake up, sheeple.
They are bullshit, and they don't have Mountain Dew in them, so fuck
Wake
that shit.
Up. I enjoyed Orange Coke out of a freestyle fountain machine. I was happy when our theater got one, even though I only go there 3 times a year and just to see fucking kiddie movies.
Well, at least then you're only paying $12 for a shitty pop.
But I share it.
That doesn't
with
make it better.
With me.
It doesn't
That's
make
all
it
we
better.
Get. The family gets one pop. One pop. My son gets the kiddie box. We all share out of it if we want popcorn, even though you don't get refills.
What's a kiddie box?
$5, you get gummies, popcorn, pop.
Yeah.
$5.
What
a
deal.
The whole family. And it's a very small bag of popcorn. Last time I got 3 kernels.
You get free refills, though.
Not on that.
You don't?
No, it's for larges only.
You have to buy the $12 bucket. So you get the free refill.
Of chicken?
Yes, because you have to buy chicken to get popcorn refills.
It's a $12 family meal deal.
The mother clucking family meal deal.
I guess Colonel went rogue!
Colonel went rogue!
In the movie theater!
Now I'm just picturing Chris pouring gravy over popcorn, and it's making me nauseous.
That's man. Gross.
Because it could be all over your face and shit.
Our missing homeboy Kelly. Him and his wife always post what they're fucking cooking and eating on dinner.
Another one of those.
Every day it's some type of fucking meat cooked in gravy. I want to unfollow his wife.
Yeah.
Because I have PTSD over fucking meat floating in gravy.
Yeah. Oh, I never.
Like, if I. Like,
friends with
like,
his wife on Facebook or
like,
anything.
What the fuck is a hamburger steak anyway?
It's just a hamburger.
Yeah, that's all it is.
All right.
I'm going to call them ground rounds.
And if that ground round is floating in gravy, what's that make it?
Salisbury steak?
Right.
Yeah.
Not to mention fucking nasty because it's fucking soaked in gravy.
I can do a Salisbury steak.
Oh, fuck you.
I kind of like the frozen ones in the tray that are like a dollar for six, so you know it's quality.
Make it a sandwich.
It's just ear meat. That's ear meat.
I don't care.
It's cartilage.
It's mainly, you know, it's mainly sawdust, Chris.
No, hold on,
You're giving too much credit.
And by earthal ingredients?
Yeah.
Which are worms.
Pig buttholes.
It's worms.
They spoke to cannibals. They spoke to cannibals about eating people, and they say the face meat is some of the best. I'm serious, so.
I mean,
I've been interested in it.
The jaw meat
so.
Probably would be.
Facial meat.
What do you mean you've been interested in it?
I mean, if I had the option to ever try a person, I would fucking do it.
I think I would, too.
No?
Why not?
I wouldn't have an issue.
I don't want to try rare meats.
But you could.
Here's some orca steak. I wouldn't eat that either.
I would.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Free Willy.
I don't give a shit. Fuck that whale.
Fuck that well.
Michael Jackson did.
They should have cut it up in the fucking tank and fed everybody there because the show was shitty.
The kid was homeless. He could have used that meat.
Exactly.
Hmm. Wait, didn't he get found by like a Native American man or something? You know what? It's been a while.
Are you talking about the character or the actor?
What the fuck are you talking about? All of a sudden, he confused fucking Indian in the cupboard with motherfucking Free Willy and shit. I had no idea what was going on.
I'm almost positive there's a Native American man in Free Willy.
I have no idea.
Oh. What was that other kid's movie that we loved where the kid
Free
had the
Willy
magic 2? Game gear?
Surf Ninjas. Surf Ninjas.
Surf Ninjas was fucking awesome. Magic game gear. Leslie Nielsen, I think, for some reason, wasn't he the bad guy?
Yeah.
And Kato from the Ninja Turtles. The only thing he could do.
The bad guy in a kid's movie that ends up ripping his own dick off with his robotic arm.
Oh my god, he hand jobs himself to death.
He does.
I think
he gets pushed down those long stairs at the end.
Oh yeah, he falls through the whole credits. Great film. Love it. I was going to make my kid watch it until I realized the big guy jerked himself off to them. You know what? You got to learn these lessons early in life.
It's a good death.
It's not a bad death.
It's a good death.
No, that's awful.
Why?
I don't want to die doing something I enjoy
that
much. I don't
want to die with a hand cramp.
No, it's a robot hand.
Oh.
So it's kind of like getting a hand job from somebody else. Like, you don't even feel the hand.
Yeah, like Luke
Skywalker. It rips it off, and then you do.
Okay, don't bring Luke Skywalker into your hand job talk, you fuck.
Why not?
He got a robo hand.
I know, but he's like a Jedi.
He got a robo hand.
You want to talk about this?
Edward Elric has a robo hand. Imagine that shit.
Who?
Full Metal.
Oh, okay.
He's got a robo hand, too.
I didn't hear the name. Ash from Evil Dead has a chainsaw for a hand. That would be bad. See?
He's got that weird stump thing otherwise.
He has a power glove.
What if he was RoboCop, though?
What if?
RoboDick, RoboHand, no enjoyment at all.
What if you're at 209?
The
no
one
arms.
Good hand's got to sit there and oil everything.
No.
Hmm. That makes a weird squeaky metal noise.
The two-legged robot from RoboCop?
I didn't know he had a name.
At 209, it's in the fuck. Whatever.
Red Foreman's
there, isn't that cool?
I didn't know that either.
Have you ever seen RoboCop?
I know it takes place in Detroit. Woop woop.
Real life statue of RoboCop in Detroit because that's all they got.
They have the Insane Clown Posse.
Do they have a statue?
No, because that's one of the things they don't want to be famous for.
Because they would have rape at the end of it. Statutory rape.
Was that... What?
That was a joke. He's like, does ICP have a statue? I was like, they don't want it because they'd have rape at the end of it.
Oh, statue.
Rape.
Tory rape.
Yeah.
Yikes. I thought you were saying Violent J was a pedophile. I was like, that's a little harsh, isn't it, buddy?
Oh, love Violent J.
You know, Vanilla Ice.
Well...
And then one guy that was
working for him. We was there. It happened.
Well, we didn't know. You're like, we saw him fuck someone. No, but that was weird as shit. I know we've talked about it on the podcast before, but seeing him bring up like 12-year-olds and be like, show your tits. And everybody be like, no. It's traumatizing.
Yeah. It's like, look away.
Do you think you'd feel better for the kids? I felt bad for the crowd. And Vanilla Ice, kind of.
Speaking of pedophiles.
Mm-mm. We weren't really doing that. But
that shit we was talking about last week.
Are you about to give another award out for best pedophile, you weirdo?
No.
Do you remember last week at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey.
Best pedophile.
Anyway. No, you was talking. You brought up the story about that dude that thinks he's a 7-year-old girl or whatever.
Oh yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, okay, thanks for bringing that up. That was weird as shit.
Well, a 38-year-old pedophile in Chicago, of all fucking places, says it's okay he molested 3 young girls because he believes he's 9 years old.
That doesn't make it okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying. That's his argument.
Like, hey, I raped that woman, but it's okay.
He's trans.
I'm gay.
He's trans. Okay,
I just want to know if the Liberal Party is going to come support this now. Because he is preaching the bullshit that they're preaching. That he doesn't necessarily identify with being a 38-year-old man. He identifies with being a 9-year-old. Therefore, they need to respect his right because that's what he identifies with. And that's their fucking agenda on that bullshit. Well, now they can't play that card because now he's a fucking pedophile pulling that bullshit.
Their
heads are going to explode. No, you know that, right?
Huh?
Literally, they're going to shut down. We're going to figure out they're fucking robots. Their shit's going to just break, and they're going to shut down.
Who?
The Liberals.
The Liberals.
Fuck them.
Oh, okay.
No, seriously, they don't
not
like
all
post
of them,
this,
just
dude.
Some of the fucking asinine ones just drive me insane.
No, the extreme people he's talking about, I feel like if they don't post this awful human being's bail and then, like, resurrect Johnny Cochran from the dead and make him his lawyer, they're hypocrites.
Yeah. All I know is they're not coming for my guns. I feel like that helps, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
None of us do, Danny. That's the problem.
They've got us running in circles, bud. It's horrible.
I'm just glad that Chris has gone through this conversation to this point without saying libtard. You just farted, didn't you?
No.
Libtard.
Do I cut the fart? Do I cut the libtards? Do I leave them both? Do I put the fart over the libtard? I don't know what to do now.
I don't know.
It's just some of the stuff they say drives me insane. And it's like eventually that's going to come back to haunt you.
But this man is in jail now, right? Like, he is locked up?
Yeah, until they go and protest the shit and, like, burn down the fucking jail and help him escape.
As long as they burn down the jail with him inside, that's fine.
No, they're going to help him escape, I'm sure.
I don't know. Surely nobody's that stupid. I mean, who can believe in something so strongly that they're like, no, pedophile's fine?
Yeah, because he identified being 9.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you identify as. If you're a child molester, go die somewhere.
Well, you either got one way or the other. Can't have things both ways.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, man. That's fucked up.
So El Chapo made the news.
I've heard the name. Can't think of who it is.
He is, you know, like...
Drug kingpin number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the one that literally had a tunnel dug to his cell so he could ride a motorcycle out.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. They did.
Wait, to like his prison cell?
Over a mile
the
long.
The most maximum security prison...
In Mexico.
He rode a hog out of that bad boy?
They dug a tunnel from a house that's over a mile away in another town, dug it to where it came up, and that he can see him through the drain, and they're like, okay, pop that shit, lifted up a ladder. They filmed him going, see ya, going down the fucking ladder, where he got onto a motorcycle and rode it on out of the tunnel to the house and then escaped for a while.
That might be the coolest thing I've ever heard. Were there fireworks? I feel like there's probably fireworks.
Should have been.
Didn't the tunnel cross into America?
No, not quite.
I thought the tunnel ended on the other side of the border.
No, because he was trying to not go. No, because he's been extradited to America. He's the last place he wanted to be.
Well.
He wanted to be.
He's in New York now, so.
Yeah, he's going to be on trial in Brooklyn. And that brings me to what we're talking about, is his trial, where, like, the federal government wants to put, like, the jurors in more or less in, like, a protection program.
Okay.
They want to hide their identities, where they work, where they're from, everything about them. And then the defense attorney's like, no, fuck that. That's not right. They don't need that because then that puts bad stipulations on my client.
How?
He's like, also, I don't want to see fucking armed guards in here either because then that puts a bad attitude. That puts that in their mind that he's guilty of this shit and he's not been proven guilty yet. He has the right to a fucking trial.
He's
just like
trial.
Everyone else.
Oh, I don't know about
and
that.
And he don't want to put stipulations on it. And they're like, well, he's been known to escape custody. He's been known to manipulate the system, threaten jurors, you know, hire hitmen.
Cut heads off.
All kinds of this crazy shit. And he's like, and the motherfucker's like, look, my client promises he's not going to do that.
Oh, well, in that case,
like,
no.
Wait a minute. What, does that make it right, bro? You just promised that they're going to be okay? Huh. You've been known to kidnap motherfuckers' family and hold them hostage and shit. That's not right.
No.
At one point, he had so much fucking money that... mice and rats would eat about $1 million in cash a day.
No, that was... No, that's the other dude. Escobar.
Escobar.
Yeah, that was Escobar. Oh, El Chapo, though, did smuggle out like $14 billion in drug money out of the U.S. So.
I feel like a happy middle ground. Just put, like, you don't hide their identities necessarily. Just have them all wear Rey Mysterio masks. Right?
Yeah. That also seems kind of racist because he's Mexican, Danny.
He's my favorite masked wrestler. Don't be an asshole. My Ultimo Dragon. Fuck you.
In his idea, though, he did come up with a decent compromise. He's like, look, I understand what you're saying, and I understand what my rights are. How about we go in the middle, we don't release their names, or their occupations, or anything.
That
okay?
doesn't matter. He will still find
He's them. Like, don't release that. No, because he has the right to help in the selection of his jury. Okay, and that's part of the problem with what they're trying to do, hide their identities and shit. Mm-hmm. And everything about them.
Right.
Okay, that means you can hide prejudice that way. But he's like, but don't release it to the media, don't release it outside of this courtroom. Make sure that the only people that know, he's like, look, I'm not allowed contact anyway. I'm allowed 2 15-minute phone calls a month, and I'm allowed 2 1-hour sessions with my kids a month. All monitored, video, recorded, everything.
How the fuck is he still able to see his kids?
Because he has rights.
I don't feel like that's a thing.
Everybody's entitled to certain rights, bud.
I guess. Otherwise, no, I didn't think any prisoner could just, like, come, I guess if it's through
Even
glass,
if he's
maybe.
Not a U.S. citizen?
He's in the U.S. system, though.
Nah.
Therefore, he has all the same rights any other U.S. prisoner has. That was the big issue with Guantanamo.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah.
They weren't treated with the proper rights that you're entitled to as a prisoner of the United States. Hmm. Okay. That all goes along with that UN bullshit, all that other shit. So
right. That's crazy.
Entitled to certain rights. So, yeah, but he's like, look, just don't release their names.
Okay.
Or where they live or their occupation to anybody outside of this. How about we just don't let the fucking media involved in this at all so that way it doesn't get turned into a fucking circus?
That won't happen.
So.
That will not happen. It'll
that
be...
was his solution, and it seemed like the best one posed so far.
Yeah, but it'll be covered by the media. They won't pass that shit up. It's too much money. So be like OJ all over again.
Yeah, that's gonna make some judge's career or end one of the two.
Or both. I don't know how.
Everybody will get rich off of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The prosecutor will write books, his assistants will write books, the defense attorney, who's already getting paid a shit ton of money.
Oh yeah.
Will write a book or sell the movie rights. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say you're right.
The judge is going to get all the sweet, sweet Mexican blow he can handle.
You think so?
That judge may be paid.
Paid, yes.
That judge is getting paid.
I don't know if he exclusively takes cocaine as a pay, but maybe.
Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he?
I mean, he goes through the day and he probably meets enough cokeheads that he knows where to get rid of it at.
That's true. No, that's nuts. I hadn't heard anything about it.
Well, it was posted in the last 24 hours, so it's actual recent news.
No, that's unusual.
I promise, I won't kill any of the jury.
I mean, I might kill some of their family members or a dog or two, but...
Yeah, but yeah, he's like, no, all this is like, it just puts a bad state in mind, you know? Makes me look bad, and I haven't even had a chance yet. Well, yeah. Motherfuckers, quit escaping prison, okay? Quit having people killed. I mean, just saying, you've been caught on tape.
Why is there a trial
deaths?
If he escaped prison? Doesn't that mean there's already a trial and he's found guilty, serving time, and then escaped? Shouldn't he just be locked back up?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's videotaped proof of him escaping prison.
Yeah.
In the most badass way possible.
Yeah.
I mean, Andy Dufresne had to crawl through a river or shit. He rode a fucking Harley.
I don't think it was a Harley.
He rode a fucking... It might have been a Vespa, which would have been hilarious.
It was a dirt bike, I think.
Ow, damn it. I mean, you want all terrain because
he's still a badass riding a fucking dirt bike out of prison.
Yeah,
how many other people do that? The first time he escaped was through a laundry cart because he bribed everybody else to look the other fucking way, and somebody wheeled his ass out.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Okay, that's a vast improvement then.
Yeah,
laundry cart.
Man. It must suck to be the guy that pushed him out and then just had to walk back inside the prison.
Fuck that! I'm coming with you, right? Because if not, I can push you into the wrong fucking doorway. Which
no,
would get
it
him
was
killed.
The warden knew everybody was bribed and he walked the fuck out, more or less.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's crazy.
So. I got a story from the University of Kansas.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with corn now?
University of Kansas police were called to the men's basketball dorm Wednesday afternoon, where a man reportedly kept showing up
with both ears of corn.
No, to give all the residents there some free throw advice.
Wait, what?
He's just like, no, y'all fuckers suck. Like,
he
look.
He just kept showing up bothering the random people.
Like, you dribble twice, and you just gotta flip the wrist.
You know, you gotta get the arc motion.
Yeah,
in
you just gotta.
Now, you don't want to do two hands, because if you put one pressure on the other one, it's gonna throw it off. It's not gonna be center.
Yeah.
Put your arm, forearm here. Just off the hand right there. Just off the cuff, you're good to go.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
And the scary part is the guy was probably stone sober.
Yeah.
Like, you think of this drunk guy, like, no, motherfucker, listen, you got to bend your knees.
He was probably 72 years old.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. They called the cops? What a bunch like, of look, assholes.
That's great. You was wonderful back in the 50s, okay? We got it. Free throw champion, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Leave us alone.
Then he leaves, comes back a half hour later. On second thought, got a lift with your back. I actually don't know anything about basketball.
Another story, though, from Mexico. A woman was found chopped up in pots. She had been boiled.
Ew.
Yeah, last time her family had seen her, she went to go pick up her kids from her ex-husband. A week later, they raided his house and found her all chopped up.
Remember see?
Her legs and torso were in big pots being boiled. Rest of her was in the fridge. Huh. It didn't say where he was or the kids. It just talked about them finding her. And he's like, and the cops were like, motherfuckers gotta quit this. It makes our people look bad.
Oh, it's not a
I'm
good
like,
look.
What?
I mean, we had Dahmer, though, so it's fine. Yeah. We did the same fucking thing.
No, apparently, though, there's been a rise in, like, murder of women down there.
Oh, really?
It's been an issue, yeah. Like, since 1985, there's been 52,700 odd murders. And since 2011, that's been 50% of them.
Oh, wow. Huh.
That's how, like, a big increase it's been, so...
Was he just boiling the meat, like the flesh off, to get rid of it, or was this a cannibal thing?
The rest of it was in the fridge.
Well, they found to keep it until he could boil it, though.
They found the legs in a pot. The torso had already been boiled and was in a bag.
So he's just doing it to get rid of the
I think so. He was cooking the meat so it wouldn't stink, and then going to go out and feed the dogs or something. Right. That's what I assume his plan was.
Okay.
I mean.
Pretty good plan.
Or human meat. Treat it like that Salisbury steak you get out of the freezer. Make a sandwich out of it.
That's a Philadelphia guy, and he did that.
Made Salisbury steak out of people?
No.
No, he
made...
It'd
be a Philly cheesesteak.
He made, like...
Oh, like, God, if I ever get cheese whiz on my corpse.
He made barbecue out of people
for
10 years.
Yeah.
And sold it to people downtown in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And Texas put to death the first guy this year, the tourniquet killer. From 1985 to 1996, he killed, like, half a dozen women and girls, and they finally... Death. He actually asked for the death penalty.
But he was the first killer. Is kind of a badass name. I'm unfamiliar with his work. I'm assuming
homemade tourniquets is what he used to put him to death with, and he actually asked for the death penalty, so he was actually the first person to be executed.
How do you kill someone with a tourniquet?
Well, tourniquets are meant to cut off blood flow, so if you put that around someone's neck.
Oh. Yeah,
like the rubber tubing.
I was
tubing.
Thinking it was...
He used it like a garrote, which is also a great word. I would be the garrote killer. Garrote. But I don't have the patience or the arm strength, honestly, to strangle someone from behind.
You don't need arm strength. You got to catch them off guard.
Okay.
And then twist.
Okay.
Okay. And that allows the weakest person allows enough tension on the line that they can't get it off.
Okay.
And you just got to lean back enough so they can't get you and you're fine.
Watch out, Chris.
I'm just saying.
You'll be garrotted.
Good.
That'll be my catchphrase. You've been garrotted.
I garrotted him. Cameras come out.
It's like getting punked.
He's dead, though.
Ashton Kutcher comes out. You got garrotted. And he's bleeding out on the floor. That's not how strangulation works, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it could come out of my eyes or my nose or something.
That's cool.
Actually, piano wire, doing it with piano wire, will cut the skin.
Oh, yeah.
And you will bleed. So
you
also,
will bleed.
I'm just
also
saying, I mean, I don't
like
really know.
Gloves.
Oh,
gloves.
In that case, I want my name to be the Piano Man.
Could do it.
The Billy Joel Killer is all loose again. Fuck, no, it's not what I wanted.
Damn it.
I can't think of another Billy Joel song, otherwise I would say that instead.
Started the fire.
We didn't start the fire.
Who did Benny and the Jets? Was that...
Benny and the Jets, Elton John.
Elton John? Okay.
I don't want to be the Elton John killer.
There's so many gay men behind pianos.
There is. In weird glasses.
No.
Oh.
No, he was married to...
Selma Hayek.
No.
I know, man. I don't...
Like, some super hot supermodel.
Oh, I have no idea.
Like, back in the day, like Cindy Crawford or something fucking crazy.
Yeah. I
don't think it was Cindy Crawford. It was another one and, like, her level.
If I could describe Billy Joel's appearance in one word, it would be floppy.
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 A little saggy.
Floppy uncle.
Floppy uncle.
Floppy uncle.
Ew.
He looks like an uncle.
He does look like an uncle. Well, he used to. Now he looks like an alcoholic grandpa. Who also is still kind of floppy. He's a floppy man. Although I do have Piano Man on a playlist on my phone. The playlist is entitled Oldies and OKs. And it also has Rocket Man by Elton John on it. Great song. Oh, and Mr. Roboto by Styx. Because Styx have two good songs.
Styx has a lot of good songs.
Styx has two good songs, Chris. Wait, did they do Teenage Wasteland? They didn't, right?
No, that's The Who.
Yeah, they have two good songs then. They have the one I just said, Mr. Roboto, which is only good because it's so dumb. and Renegade.
Yeah, Renegade.
Which I love completely unironically. Fantastic fucking song. Name another good Styx song, assface. One.
Can I look up some Styx songs real quick?
Exactly.
I
name another Styx song. Good point, Yves.
Because, like, I couldn't
do it. I thought of one song, but I'm pretty sure it's Kansas.
Is it Carry On My Wayward Son?
Yeah.
It's Kansas. So is Dust in the Wind, if you're going to name that next. That's also Kansas.
Yeah.
Another one, Bites the Dust, is Queen.
We can name all kinds of songs that aren't Styx songs.
Not well, just talking about that, I did go through and I listened to a bunch of Queen because I don't mind Queen.
Oh, no, I like Queen. Right.
And my daughter, my oldest one, was with me. And she's like, who sings this song? It's Queen. Play another song. Well, is this the same people? I was like, yeah, this Queen. I know this song. I was like, yeah, you're going to know a lot of these songs because they're really fucking popular because they had like a dozen hits everyone knows.
And that song was Bicycle.
I don't know if everyone knows that song, but it is one of my favorites.
Oh, Bicycle's great.
Nobody should know that song.
Why? It's a song about a bicycle.
It's a dumb song.
It's supposed to be a dumb song.
Bicycle!
Is there a video with Hitler riding a bicycle to it?
Well, there will be if the fucking YouTube channel listens to this.
Well, free idea. There you go. Big Head TV.
It's an idea. It makes more sense than fucking Flobots, which I'm going to be honest with you, this is the most, the term Flobots has been, the name Flobots has been said last fucking 6 years. Guarantee it. And I think that includes their moment of fame.
I only listen to Flobots when I'm cutting grass. It's my grass cutting jam. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey. I like Offspring when I cut grass.
Yeah, Flobots, I don't know.
Bullet for my Valentine.
Really? You're only angry when you cut your grass?
I'm not happy to be doing it.
That's why I listen to upbeat music.
Yeah.
That makes sense. No, usually, you know, about murdering loved ones, music like that. And it's old Bullet for my Valentine before they suck butt.
So I got something that almost kind of hits on a personal level that's on national news. Because, you know, my daughter was in gymnastics forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and she actually got to meet, like, Simone Biles and a couple of, like, the gymnasts and shit.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
The big gymnasts. And a couple of them testified recently in a trial against the USA Gymnastics, like, doctor that would do shit.
Okay.
And he was, like, a touchy-feely doctor.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I guess, like, I don't know what it was, like, seven girls actually came forward and filed a complaint and took him to court, and they actually had 100 different people come in and testify.
Holy shit.
Against him.
To the point they had so many people willing to testify against this motherfucker, they extended the trial. Or
3 days, 4 days?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 days.
There's that many people coming forward? Mm-hmm.
100 people came Holy in to speak shit. Against him, talking about, yeah, this happened to me. Oh, I just don't want my name drugged through here.
Oh, no.
So
he
actually wrote a letter to the judge saying, listen, can we fucking end this shit, dude? I'm done listening to this shit.
Well, that's not up to you, man. You should have fucking done
yeah,
it first.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. Like, he kind of got
that
into
for you.
And then, like, he wrote this shitty-ass letter talking about, you just made this into a media circus. You're dragging this the fuck out. Why the fuck do I got to listen to all this shit? To the point where she's like, all right, I'm going to read this in front of everybody, and you're going to sit and fucking listen.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Was it a female judge?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Good.
And
good.
We were talking early, he got a total of 175 years.
Good. Really?
Yep.
No problem.
He has to serve consecutively,
uh-huh.
not concurrent. Yeah. So it's consecutive. He'll have to serve it out. I want to take a pull. I bet that motherfucker's dead within a year.
Yeah, pedophiles don't last long in prison, thankfully.
Uh-uh.
Not when that publicized.
That's
especially.
Like my favorite form of street justice. Like, you go into prison, if that's your crime, they fuck you up. Mm-hmm. They fuck you more than you fucked any other kids.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So one time, like, rape? Yeah. Yeah, 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 rape the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... I don't know. It's just this code where it's that's the you don't fucking do that.
No, you don't do that because them motherfuckers, they got family on the outside.
Exactly.
They got wives, they got sisters, they got kids.
Yeah.
That they don't get to see, and then motherfuckers like you are out there preying on people.
And they have nothing to lose.
Exactly. They gonna be there for life. You ain't gonna be part of their life.
But that doctor had something to lose. His cornhole. And I bet it's pretty wide by now.
And come to find out, one of them that came and testified against him signed a non-disclosure agreement with him after they settled outside of court for $1.25 billion.
Well, I'm glad that the parents thought it was okay to settle after their fucking kid got molested. Yeah, that's fine. That's like fucking Michael Jackson, Corey Feldman. Like, he can't talk about shit because he took money. Such a fucked up system. And whose parents would be like, yeah, I mean, I know you got diddled and that's sad, little Johnny, but mommy and daddy's we're going to go get new Bentleys, okay?
And they already had fucking money because he's already an actor.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, by the time they reach him, though, they're between the age of, like, 13 and 16.
The kid.
So they have an opinion on what they can settle or not.
Okay. Still, there's no way I would give a 13-year-old that the power of that decision. I mean, that's life altering.
At 16, though, you can't really say much because they can get an attorney and say, "Fuck off! I'm going to do what I want."
I am 29. My dad still calls me a dumbass, so I don't know if I agree with that.
No, you can. That's fine. But a child at that age, when it comes to that kind of money, they can get a third person in there,
yeah, I understand.
Involved, and go, "You can't touch this. You can't tell me what I can do with my money. Fuck off."
Yeah, so. I suppose. I don't know. It's so fucked up.
Especially like if you are an Olympic level athlete, you have a team of just people that's going to do whatever, make whatever go away, and all that shit.
I did just think of a shoot from the hip, though, a real one. What's this doctor's prison name going to be? Because I'm going to say that right now the inmates are calling him Dr. DP because he got double donged first night.
Dr. Not so feel good. Dr. Phil, not so good.
Okay. Because they're going to make him feel bad with their dicks.
Yeah, like Dr. Phil good.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funnier in my head.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't get that viewpoint.
right here.
We were calling
him. I laughed.
Well, I don't know. What's his name? They'll probably call him his name. Hey, Steve.
Dr. Steve, you fucker. Let's get those pants off you.
Oh. Dr. Doodiddle.
No. Dr. Ben Diddle.
There you go.
Hey, Ben, come here. My name's not Ben. It fucking is now. Because you about to been diddled.
You about to been diddled. Oh, yeah, man.
I hope fuck that dude up.
Yeah, I hope he's getting rotisseried right now.
No, they said straight out there that he'll end up probably living the rest of his life in solitary confinement or special confines because of it.
Oh, they'd have to if they wanted to live.
He doesn't go to some cushy white collar fucking prison.
God, I fucking hope not.
He will.
Not enough rape in those prisons.
I don't know. You might find the right one.
That's true.
Like Martha Stewart. I bet she raped some bitches when she was in prison.
I don't think so.
She probably had bitches.
Oh, yeah.
No, she had bitches.
She had bitches.
Had bitches. Maybe. I don't know.
She had bitches.
I hope he goes to the prison from The Longest Yard and Stone Cold Steve Austin is the racist librarian. Whoops his ass. Huh? And Kevin Nash with the sensitive nipples.
What?
Hell yeah.
I love that fucking movie. Guys,
it's better than it should be. Nelly could run fast. I remember that.
Yeah, and that guy always had cheeseburgers. Terry Crews.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
Yeah.
And then there was that old black guy that had all the wisdom that's like in every movie.
I'm going to say Morgan Freeman. I actually don't know who you're talking about. I think you're thinking of Burt Reynolds.
No.
He's the old guy with wisdom in that movie.
Mm-mm. No, it's the black guy.
They get blown up by the radio.
Oh.
That's the turning point of the movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You made it sad.
I'm sorry.
It's in the movie.
I didn't plant the bomb. I didn't frame him and put him in prison.
I
didn't shoot the chair. We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. Oh, I hate that song.
But yeah, no. That was like, because, you know, my daughter was a competitor for a while. She did gymnastics. She was actually competitive for a while. You know, went out of state multiple times for that shit. So, yeah. And, you know, that's something that bothered me the fuck out of me. It used to drive me nuts. I hated it. Because she had a male coach, and it just bugged the fuck out of me. But I realized, like, there ain't no moment. I don't think he didn't put off that weird, creepy vibe. No. He was in it for the money. His bright-ass, fake-ass, white fucking teeth, his vet, his Lincoln. He was in it for the fucking money.
That's what you want, though.
And he at no point in time, he had trainers that were female trainers. He was never alone with kids, except for, like, when they were on the floor actually competing, and he was there coaching.
In front of the crowd.
Yeah, and there's, you know, 200, 300 people watching.
And he didn't show up to even, like, warm them up or anything. He just showed up while they were being judged.
Yeah, he would... the closest thing is, he would, like, all right, meet here at this time, and they'd walk out together, and that was it.
Okay.
So, and it still bugged the fuck out of me being a dad. You know, just, that's all it was. Just bugged shit out of me.
Yeah, I could see that.
He's like, not because white fucking teeth out as much money as he took from me. Jesus Christ, dude.
Hey, turns out it could have been way fucking worse.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You've watched a lot of Disney Channel, right?
Unfortunately,
of your children.
Yeah, they did love some Disney for a while.
Do you know who Adam Hill is?
Name of show he was on.
Zeke and Luther.
I think so, yeah.
He was also in the movie Lemon Mouth.
No,
I've never heard of any of these
like
things.
That. Yeah, Adam Hicks, who played Luther Jerome.
Got a picture?
Waffles in Disney's Zeke and Luther.
Waffles?
Yeah. You know Waffles?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. He was arrested in Burbank, California on Wednesday after a SWAT team raided his house and recovered stolen property.
Jesus. Okay.
Him and his girlfriend were actually putting on hoodies, putting the hood up,
Right.
Going around sticking a pistol in people's backs and stealing all their shit.
Oh, wow. Those Disney checks stopped coming, huh?
No, he was still working. He was on the show Freakish in 2017 or 2016.
I wonder what he was addicted to then.
I don't know.
This is like crack behavior.
Yeah, know? That is.
Probably crack.
Yeah, probably crack then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotta be crack.
I'd like to think that if you've been on a Disney show, you've at least dabbled.
In crack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Miley Cyrus.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she had a whole like album about drugs, I'm pretty sure. Or having sex with a wrecking ball. I don't really remember. She was terrible. I preferred her better when she was Miley. Miley
dishwasher?
Hannah my pro. Hannah Montana is actually what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Do you hear that Billy Ray Cyrus has changed his name to just Cyrus?
Are you serious?
Isn't he too old for a midlife crisis? Like, if you're 3/4 of the way through life, that's not midlife anymore.
I feel like if you got rich while wearing a mullet, your entire life is that crisis.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Here's why. You see how sad he is?
Yeah.
He's a ginger.
Oh.
Can't have anything
in Gingers life. Can't mug people. I don't think they can barely use their hands.
You can't mug without a soul.
Yeah.
There you go. Your heart needs to be
No matter how much shit you steal, it's still not going to fill up inside.
Can't do it.
Fucking soulless bastards.
Yeah, they're going to have to put him in solitary confinement if he gets convicted. I don't think a ginger is going to last long in prison.
No, because they got to go outside mandatory, like, and they'll burn to death.
There you go. It's not even like a rape thing or like getting jumped into a gang. There's no gang of fucking gingers. The Aryan Brotherhood's not even going to want your pasty ass.
Unless you're in Ireland, then that's all there is, so you're cool.
That's true.
Then you might be, they judge you on the shade of your freckles.
I feel like in their prisons, just one giant gang with nobody to fight.
The guards.
That's
true, yeah.
The IRA or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't fuck with those.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
That's the prison. That's everybody that's in prison. It's just them planning their next bombing.
There you go. I've seen Sons of Anarchy. I know how it is.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. White Nikes.
Peggy Bundy.
Harley Davidsons.
Yeah.
Goddamn
leather vests.
You guys fucking suck.
Long hair than short hair.
What?
He couldn't decide if he wanted his hair long or not.
Yeah.
I don't remember his hair fluctuating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At one point in time, he gets it cropped up about yay long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this long at one point in time, right here, and then he like has a little ponytail, and then he gets it cut short and just, you know.
So the guy gets a haircut and that makes it a bad show? I'm confused.
Yeah, he made it a bad fucking show. I hated that fucking show.
Was it a bad thing when Metallica cut their hair?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
I actually like their short
hair
albums
Lars's
better.
Face.
Good.
Why?
The first show they came out when they cut their hair. Somebody spit in his face.
How'd they spit that far? It was James Hetfield. He just turned around.
Fuck you, little drummer boy. I hate the Dutch. Pretty sure he's Dutch.
Just because he's dainty? Dainty Dutch?
Well, maybe.
Like Goldfinger?
I hate the fucking...
Or Goldmember. It's Goldmember.
Goldfinger's...
Fuck the Deutsch.
Oh, my God.
Freaky Deaky Dutch?
The Freaky Deaky Dutch.
A smoking a pancake?
A bong and a blitz. Are you fucking done? You're proud of yourself, too. That's the weird part.
It's gold.
He ain't heavy, man. He's my brother. Yeah.
Those movies are so fucking good.
I own them. They're out in the front room.
I haven't watched this movie in a fucking minute. It's been a while.
What when Austin Powers gets that fucking airport cart stuck in the hallway? Oh, he's like pulling forward and then backwards and then forward and backwards.
I prefer Will Ferrell.
That's the best thing ever.
Will Ferrell falling into that, or off that cliff. I think my leg is broken. Hold on. Let me stand up. Snap. It's definitely
like
broken.
Smells like almonds.
Smells like almonds. Oh, my God. Well, we've devolved completely, so AMF from Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
And I'm Yams.
And it's gold.
We'll hold your beer. Fuck. It's gold.